damn I am.
Good day, afternoon, morning, and night, everyone. Welcome to Good Damn I Am, the official podcast of international artists and musicians. Today, I have an extra special guest. He's an extraordinary singer, musician, and recording artist. He's the special guy who wrote the anthem for I Am, the theme song for this podcast, I Am Your Friend. He's also a great friend, whom I know in the real world, so to speak. He's the one and only Pop. Welcome to the show, Pop.
Thanks, Chuck, and thank you for having me in this show. It's a pleasure.
Yes, I'm so excited you're here. I've been wanting to have you on the show for a long time now, so I'm very glad that our schedules allowed this to work out finally. Today is not a podcast, it's a Popcast. Pop, the last time I saw you in person was at the I Am Meetup some years ago. How are you, and how is Norway?
I'm fine in Norway, thanks. Finally, we got the summer here. Good weather and sun. I love the summer and hate the winter. Bad for me that I'm living here. But this time of year makes me happy. So here I am, and thanks for having me.
Well, I love Norway so much, and I cannot wait to go back and visit. Okay, so for all you listeners out there, please make sure you're following Pop on Smule, because he's very fun to sing with. His username there is IAM_pop_on_top. Furthermore, please expand your musical horizons and go and follow him and all his music on Spotify, Amazon, and Tidal. You'll find him in those places under his real name, Geir Risbakken, and that's spelled G-E-I-R, last name is R-I-S-B-A-K-K-E-N. You can also find Geir's music on Apple Music under that same name, and be sure to listen to and heart all of his songs while you're there. And last but not least, if you still use iTunes, you can purchase Geir's songs there and download them to keep forever. That way, he can make a better living, and you'll have a better music collection. Wow, Pop, you are just everywhere. Now, I want to take a minute to go back to where it all began. I only know a tiny bit about your musical background, and that's mostly from the bio I just read about you. But it said that you've been writing music and lyrics since you were a young boy. Please tell us a little bit about your singing and songwriting history and who or what influenced your musical tastes.
I think it was my guitar teacher that I could say thank you today for that I learned guitar, because I had difficult times in my childhood. I was writing poems, and after I learned guitar, I could make my own songs. I remember the first time he put me on stage and I was singing Let It Be by Beatles. That was frightening. But after that, I was growing as a person, and I started writing my songs from my life and experience. So my songs is from my life and people I meet. And I must say thank you to Stina, who let me in this group.
I love hearing stories like this. It makes me feel very inspired. So, Pop, how do you classify your music as far as genre? Is it country music, folk music, rock music, pop music? Anyway, what do you call it?
Well, pop music, I don't know that, but I think maybe country or ballads, country ballads or country rock, country folk, yeah.
Yes, I would agree. Now, since we've gone back in time here, I want to play one of your earlier tracks, which is in Norwegian. But listeners, please know that even if you don't speak the language, this melody is so catchy, you're going to find yourself humming it later on today. So, this is Pop's fabulous song from late 2017, and it's called Har vil vi bo.
Og vi tar til takke med ei arm som trøst. I vår varme kjærlighet la vi tankene fly, og alle drømmer blir født på ny. Her vil vi vake, vil vi bo. Her vil vi sanke gode år. Det er her vi gjør hjemme, vi bor. Här vi växer. Här vi gror. Selv om du en gång kjem på tanken å flytte herfra, må du ikke glemme at det her du kjem fra. Hva kjærligheten naturen har gitt deg, bære deg frem på livets landevei. Her vil vi vake, her vil vi bo, her vil vi sanke gode ord. Det her vi gjør hjemme, det her vi bor. Her vi vokser, her vi gror. Glöm inte vinden som gav in i dina seil. När du skapte uro och gråt in i dig. Var den du är, lev ditt eget liv. Slik som naturen har lagt sin egen stil. Här vill vi bo, här vill vi sanke gode ord. Det här vi gör hemma, det här vi bor. Här vi växer, här vi gror. Vi syng en liten strofe för dem som lade grundlag för det vi har idag. Med våra generationer ta vare på det vi fick och lätt oss alla blåse vind i varandras sig. Här vill vi bo, här vill vi sanke gode ord. Det här vi gör hemma, det här vi bor. Här vi växer, här vi.
Yes, that one is always a treat for me. Pop, do you have any comments about Havivibo? Anything about when and why you wrote it, or the recording experience? Anything you want to share with us?
Havivibo is my first single. It's a song that I wrote when I was leaving my childhood hometown. It's written to remind me of where I come from and to children and younger that lives up today, to say that it's important that you think of yourself and where you come from and learn of your experience through the life. So the recording is made in Hamar, where I live, and it was pretty exciting to have the first time there in the studio.
Well, it's always my favorite. Now, let's move ahead on your musical timeline. The next song I would love to share with the world is a little bit slower and a lot more somber, and those are always a nice change. So, this one is called Wish You Were Here. And after hearing about Norway earlier, I wish I was there. But okay, we're going to play the song.
It's hard to fall asleep. Hate this night, dark and quiet. I wish you were near. I wish you were here. Every night here without you. When it's dark and I'm alone, and I can't put my arms around you. I wish you were near. Wish you were here. Like you're here beside me. I keep you warm inside my heart. Once again, when you surround me, our love won't fall apart.
That song is just so beautiful and moving, and I just love bragging to people that I'm friends with you, okay? I mean, the music sounds like it just flows right out of you. I mean, does the music come to you quickly and naturally like that, or is it a more difficult process?
Well, sometimes it is experience through my life or meeting other peoples that I get the text, and sometimes I get the melody by playing piano or guitar, and I record it on my phone, and sooner or later it's coming to be a song. But the songs is from my life. It's through my experience, and it was pretty difficult beginning writing in English, because Norwegian words are more directly in the meaning they are meant when you're seeing them. But Wish You Were Here is meaning a lot to me. It's a period in my life that was beginning being difficult. So, yeah, I'm thankful that people like it.
Well, that's some fascinating stuff indeed. Now, before we continue on this wonderful musical journey, I need to mention another pop thing for you all to go and follow. To keep up to date on Pop's latest activities, such as his new projects, new song releases, concerts, and even Facebook Live performances, go and follow his Facebook page now. It's called Musik Geirisbakken, and that's spelled MusikGeirisbakken. Now, don't let the fact that it's in Norwegian scare you away, because you can just simply click on the translate button for every post. Now it's time for another song, and this one is also in Norwegian, but again, you're going to find yourself whistling this one while you work. It's called Sommernatt, and it's exactly the right time of year for it.
Skal jeg gi deg tre små ord? Jeg elsker deg. Stjernens dans på himmelen i en mørk natt. Vi ser på månen som forlatt. I lyset fra sola blir den vår venn. Lyser til morgen før den forsvinner igjen. Sommernatt med kjærlighet, sommernatt og ærlighet. Ligger vi og ser på stjernens dans. Sommernatt på armen som kan gi oss varmen til deg. Strandsjøen høres jøtens klang. Det vandrer over sjøen og blir til en sang. En sang som lager ro, gir oss håp til oss to. Vi tenner bål for gode ord som vi planter på vår jord. Sommernatt med kjærlighet, sommernatt og ærlighet. Ligger vi og ser på stjernens dans. Sommernatt på armen som kan gi oss varmen til deg og meg.
I have a very fond memory of singing this song last year during our initial lockdown at the beginning of the pandemic here in the US. And I was very proud of the recording, even though my Norwegian was probably off slightly, or maybe more than that. Pop, have you had a difficult time with the whole COVID thing in the town where you call home?
Well, as many other people's I think this time has become strange and yeah, pretty difficult because you don't connect to people around you as usual, and the music has become a savior for many people in this time. Yeah, and I'm grateful to have this group I am and sing with others and create music together. I think it's important in these strange times. It's many people that not having a good time these days. So I hope we all stick together. Hope you all are fine.
Well, yes, I think we're all very tired of dealing with this pandemic, and I hope it's over soon. Let's be done with it already. So we have one more of your songs to play, Pop, and it's one of the more recent recordings that you've released. It's one you'll remember because it's hard to forget. Note the title of the song is It's Hard to Forget. Okay, here it goes. Like I said before, that one is worth remembering. It's called It's Hard to Forget. Pop, that was another great song, and I just love the tone you set for all these delightful recordings. They all have a very good vibe, What's it like recording these professionally in the studio? Does it take a lot of planning and recording it over and over again, or does it just all come out naturally and you get it all in one take?
Well, it depends, but I usually comes with my songs to the studio, and the producer is hearing it, and then after a while he have musicians recording, and I come back and listen to it, and then we decide how we end the project. But it's a pretty exciting process.
Well, I think it's definitely worth all the time and trouble it takes, and you get to give the world these wonderful songs to enjoy. Pop, thank you so much for being on the show. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk with you and to play your songs. Now, before we sign off, is there anything you want to share with our listeners, any advice or wishes to them?
Well, I hope you all have a good time, even in this strange times. I think it's good to be a group as we are, and I'm grateful to be one of the kind of people that are here. And I hope we see you in Smule. And yeah, I think music is important for us all in these times. And I hope you also not are scared of doing own projects, because it's pretty exciting to see them come alive. And yeah, and also to Chuck, thank you for having me in the show. And again to Stina, who let me in this group. I love you all. Yeah, take care of you.
Pop, thanks so much. And I can't wait until I get to see you again at the next I Am meetup. And until then, good luck on your music and everything else you do. And I hope you have a very great dam for now.
Well, thank you, Chuck. And thank you for having me in this show. It's a pleasure to be here. And to all listeners, take care and stay strong. Maybe we sing in Smule. And yeah, I love you all. Have a good day.
Now I'm going to close the show with the full version of Pop's brilliant song, I Am Your Friend. And this song, it says everything we wanted to say about international artists and musicians, but he said it even better. So have a listen, and until next time, everyone have a great damn I Am.
I was walking alone by myself, singing all alone. And then one day, on my phone,
Radio.